Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And our guests today, Brian Ader and Bradley Williams with the Martin County Harvest Festival. First annual event, and guys, first off, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in to talk with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm real excited about this, guys. This is something, let me start with you, Brad. What was the idea behind this, and how did you come about with this Martin County Harvest Festival?
Well, myself and another local guy that really enjoys live music, Adam Green of Green's Body Shop in Lagodi, started talking about this 2 or 3 years ago. We really wanted to do something to bring attention to Martin County. We feel it's a beautiful area. We feel like the people are good. We feel like we have a lot to offer. We feel like we want to do something to bring people into town, and hopefully they'll leave some money when they're here. Hopefully they stop at the local grocery stores and gas stations, and they come back every year for it. We have inroads into local music because of what we do at our restaurant and bar, and we have Whitney Wagner, who works for me, who has done production assistant work at Farm Rock Chicago, Farm Rock Atlanta, and on rock and roll cruises. So she has contacts within the industry. So we felt like it was something we could do to show people a good time and bring people to the county that maybe not wouldn't be there if otherwise.
And, you know, for the first year, you guys went all out. I mean, absolute all out. We got to say, you got 2 days of nonstop music pretty much at the Martin County 4-H grounds.
That's right. We'll start Friday about noon with a local DJ couple from Lagodi. And after an hour of that, while people are filling in, we'll jump right into the live music. There's after that, there's 10 bands Friday. The headliner Friday night is the Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band.
He's
out
good.
Of Brown County. Oh, it's amazing.
Awesome. He really is awesome.
The big band thing is kind of sarcastic. It's him and his wife and a drummer. And she plays the washboard. He plays the bass line with his thumb and finger picks the guitar parts and plays harmonica and sings, and it's amazing. It brings a lot of energy, right. And it really speaks to a lot of what we said. He has songs called Worn Out Shoe, Walmart Killed the Country Store, Everything's Raising But the Wages, and that we feel like that hits home in our small community where a lot of industry is left. A lot of people used to work at Jasper. They don't have those jobs anymore. So we felt that really spoke to us. And on Saturday, the same DJ couple, DJ Dave and Linda, start at 10 a.m., we jump right into live bands. There's 14 live bands after that, and DJ Howie from Montgomery, between the Kentucky Headhunters, which is the headliner Saturday night, and then the last couple shows of the night.
It is a jam-packed weekend. You've got the website set up, and that's where folks need to go right off the bat to get the complete rundown of all of these bands. And the website looks great, by the way, too.
That was you can thank Stephen Wagler for that. He's amazing. He set it up. We really like it. We think it's good visually. We think it has all the information you need to know. You can go to the lineup pop-up on it and check out all the bands that's going to be there, the times they start. You can click on if the band has a Facebook page or a web presence at all, YouTube videos. You can click on the link on the band and take you and tell you all about them. We have artist spotlights on there. We're trying to let people know about some of the bands not from the area. We have bands coming in from Indianapolis, Martinsville, Evansville, 4 bands from Louisville, one of which, Nellie Pearl, plays up at our place a lot, and who I read in a Louisville publication a couple months ago that called them the best band to come out of Louisville since My Morning Jacket.
Wow. Again, this is all in Martin County, Indiana, folks. The dates are September 30th and October 1st. It's a Friday, Saturday, and to cap it off, you've got camping available because folks can just set up tent or bring out their camper and just spend the weekend at the Martin County 4-H grounds.
Yes, we wanted people to be able to stay on site. We will have, there are food vendors. There will be people selling their products that they make, candles they make. There's a boutique, et cetera. But we'll be also providing a beer garden. And if you decide to imbibe in your adult beverage of choice, then we very much encourage you just stay there with us. There's plenty of room for tent camping, and we will have parking for your camper or RV. There will not be hookups, but that still is better than sleeping on the ground, as far as I can tell.
Primitive camping is what they call that, I
believe. Yes, sir. That's.
And, you know, I think Dave Foster, our news guy, summed it up best. It's Martin County's own Woodstock. That's what we'll call it.
That's what we hope for. And not only that, but with what we're trying to do here and what happens down at Montgomery at the Turkey Trot every year is awesome. But while we were trying to find a venue for our place, not only did I talk to the 4-H grounds, obviously, but I also contacted Boggs. By the time they got back with us and said they were interested, we had already signed with the 4-H grounds. But during my conversation with Jameson Hibbs, he shared with me that they hope to build an amphitheater there within 5 to 8 years and would like us to help build up to that by having music and festivals there. And then once the amphitheater is done, then that'll be an excellent venue. So we feel like there's no reason why this area couldn't be a destination spot for live music moving forward.
You know, you've got it. I tell you what, you've got a great start with the Martin County Harvest Festival. MartinCountyHarvestFestival.com on the web. 2 big days of jam-packed entertainment at the Martin County 4-H grounds, right exactly in between Lagodi and Shoals. Real easy to find. And again, check out the website for the complete schedule of events. Contact information is on there, too. If maybe you've got a vendor booth you'd like to be on site for the weekend, you can contact Brad or Brian or any of the Harvest Festival Committee members, and they'll answer your questions. But circle the dates on your calendar. Save them. You don't want to miss this, I promise. September 30th, October 1st at the Martin County 4-H grounds. Anything we need to add in the final seconds, guys?
No, I think we got it. I'd just like to thank you and Dave again for having us on here. We appreciate the help, and we want people to keep listening to your radio station so they can hear our ads. We're very happy with the ads you worked up for us.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, got one coming up for you. How about that? Take 5 for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.